Now that school is out for summer, many families are getting ready to plan those summer vacations, take a bit of a break from the regular workload, and really enjoy these beautiful long summer warm days. Well, one office that, they're just gearing up for a whole lot of activities this summer, it is the Office of Vocations of the Archdiocese of Portland. Joining us today is Father Peter Julia, getting us caught up in all of the summer work they've got coming up. And along with him is an intern who's been working with him, Jordan Salome. Good morning, Father Peter. Jordan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Brenda. Good to be with you.
Father Peter, you are a very busy man. So busy, you've got help this year. How did you get an intern?
I should thank Archbishop Sample, actually. So I knew Jordan because he had come to a couple different retreats. Did you go to Quivadas as well, Jordan?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So he came to Quivadas days in the past and the Archbishop's discernment retreat because he was discerning priesthood for a while. And so I'd known him from that. And I knew his dad as well. His dad, actually, he was doing photos for Father Stephen Kenyon because Father Stephen and I were ordained together. So we had crossed paths many, many times for a lot of other reasons. And he just kind of contacted Archbishop Sample. Jordan's just like, hey, I'm going to be home for the summer. And I can't remember exactly even what you had said to him, Jordan. But then Archbishop comes to my office. He's like, hey, do we have a place for Jordan this summer? I was like, absolutely. I can use him. And I didn't even know what yet. I didn't even know all the skills he had, but he has mad skills. And so we're using all of them.
Oh, thank you, Father. You're too kind.
It's great.
Jordan, please introduce us. You are here for the summer. You are a resident of the Pacific Northwest, but you're clear across country going to school. Let our listeners know a little bit about you.
Yes, ma'am. So I am actually from Hillsboro, Oregon, so not too far away. And, something crazy from the Holy Spirit told me to just go to Florida. So I said, okay. And I ended up down there at Ave Maria University. And it has been the greatest blessing and most spontaneous yes that I've probably ever made. But it has been, like I said, one of the biggest blessings that I've ever received.
What are you studying in school?
I'm studying communications with a minor in catechetics. So
very nice. Well, those skills have come in quite handy because with you, Sarah Kenzie, our digital media manager, and Father Peter, your podcast, we are just a few days away. How excited are you to get this finally out? It's been a labor of love for a very long time.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody keeps asking, are you so excited? I was like, no, but I don't know why. I think it's just one of those things you just kind of keep plugging away at it, and then you'll probably get excited later, maybe. But it's amazing because I think the whole entire thing, it was all, the Lord sending us the right people and the right combination of people. And some things we tried didn't work out. And then, but amazingly, it was funny, just like one day we were here for one reason, and then all of a sudden Sarah and Jordan are both sitting down at the same laptop. And they're working on the intro. And then before we know it, we have this intro. And it was such a crazy thing to me. I was like, how did that even happen? And so it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
God's timing is always perfect. What we are not perfect because as we were talking, as we were preparing, it's very impatient. You get very impatient. Yeah. When are we going to be able to do this? Well, God just needed to have a little more time to get the right people together. So here at Mater Dei Radio, we're very excited. You can get a bit of a preview of that if you go to our webpage, materdeiradio.com. Right at the top of the page, you'll see Father Peter Julia in the banner, and you can click on that and see a little bit of a preview of his new podcast, Engaged in the Spirit. How did you come up with that name again?
Oh, yeah, Engaged by the Spirit. It was came from my former wing commander that kind of recruited me to the Air Force. And he was a parishioner at St. Cecilia. And it was something that he actually said in the letter that he wrote to Archbishop Sample to request that I be one of their chaplains. And it was funny. He just said the sentence is something like this. He said, Archbishop Sample, 2.5 years ago, we were committed to getting a quality Catholic chaplain here on base. Now is the time. Father Peter is that man. The Holy Spirit is engaged. This is a plea for your support. And I remember thinking to myself, that's how a fighter pilot writes a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we still have this inside joke about, when something happens, the Holy Spirit is engaged. So it sort of came all out of that. And actually, all the footage you see in the little video or intro or the promo, some of that, any of the stuff where I'm in the military uniform on the base, Jordan actually recorded a lot of that footage for some of the stuff that you'll see. So that's pretty neat.
So again, we're really excited. So please make sure that you are checking Mater Dei Radio. You are following us on our social media platforms, because as soon as that first full episode is ready to go, well, you're going to know about it there. Father Peter, summertime's real busy. As I said, parents are starting to look to vacations. Kids are happy they don't have to get up real early. But there is some things coming up that young men are invited to, and that is Quo Vadis Days. It's always such a wonderful and popular event for young men to explore their vocations. It's coming through the Office of Vocations. When is that happening?
It is August 11th through the 14th is Quo Vadis Days this year. Yeah, it's great. It's for high school boys. So high school boys, we've usually had around 40-ish or so. So it's at the Father Bernard Youth Center in Mount Angel. They changed the lodging a little bit this year, but I think it's going to be a positive thing. Since the Benedictine sisters are no longer at the convent there, the dorms are now over at a part of the convent. And so the building we stayed in the past was a little bit older. So I think it'll be a little bit of a better situation. And so, yeah, excited to do that. We go up to Mount Angel for a part of the day. And usually we have one of the monks or one of the formation faculty at the seminary speak to the guys and then give them a tour. And then there's an opportunity for confession up there, because we have all the monk priests that can help us out with that, and have lunch up there. And then we do Stations of the Cross as we walk up Abbey Drive and everything. We go to Silver Falls one of the days. So it's super fun. It's a combination of, you know, fun boys doing boys stuff, and then also like talks. We have a bunch of our priests in the archdiocese that come as like guest speakers and everything. So really awesome opportunity for young boys.
Jordan, ever in your experience, did you get a chance to go to Quo Vadis Days?
I absolutely did. I was just thinking about it while Father Peter was saying that. And gosh, I think it was 4 years ago now, 3 or 4 years ago that I went. I went on a complete whim with one of my friends, Jacoby. And it was honestly, it was actually probably one of the first times that I'd actually sit down in an adoration chapel for more than an hour. And that was, can't even explain how powerful that was for me to be there, because I don't know if anyone's ever been to that youth center. The Adoration Chapel is amazing because you can go around the back and there are those couches that you can sit on.
That's right, yeah.
Oh my goodness. I never thought in my entire life that I could just like chill with the Lord. Like I just never even thought of that concept before, but I went back there, sat down. I think I was there for like 5 hours. I was just like in it with him, just chilling. And it was absolutely amazing. So
I didn't know you went with Jacoby. He's a great guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's one really, of my best really friends here. Awesome dude. Yeah. That's really cool.
Father Peter or Jordan, both, either one of you, please answer. So somebody might be listening, or a parent might be listening, or a young teenager who is I have no intention of ever being a priest. So why would I go to Quo Vadis Days? I mean, is Quo Vadis Days really designed for those who are thinking that the priest could be part of my future? Or could it be for somebody who's like, I'm not sure what God's calling me to, but I don't think it's the priesthood? I mean, who are you looking for?
I mean, I would say, I'll let Jordan take it after this. I would just say, if you're open to the idea of it, you don't even have to be currently thinking about it. Jordan, do you have something?
I just wanted to say, I actually just wrote a blog post on this for the Archdiocese, so if it's out, go check it out. But it is something that I realized actually in senior year of high school, that vocation and discerning your vocation and what Father just said about being open and trying to find what you're meant to do, that's your mission. You don't have to be in your mission to be holy. And that is, it slapped me across the face the first time that I thought about it. But if there is any young man who's listening to this and who's like, I'm just like, you know, my mind's on marriage, my mind is on this girlfriend that I have, my mind is on wherever you are in life, just don't forget that you don't have to be there to be holy. You can be holy right now, and you should be holy right now, because if you look at Blessed Carlo Acuti, Saint Therese of Lisieux, like all of these incredible young saints who died at 24, Blessed Peter George Frassati died at 24. He was about to ask a girl out right before he died, but he didn't. He didn't have a chance to. And right before he died, like, oh my gosh, like, but he was one of the most holy young men. I model my life after him. So be holy now. Seek out everything that you can, every resource now. And that's what Quo Vadis Days totally will provide you, regardless of what your vocation is. That you being holy and saying yes in the moment that you are, that is what you need to do in order to get to that place of actually receiving a call from the Lord, because you're never going to receive a call if you're expecting it.
Yeah, absolutely. And for parents, I would encourage all of you, if you have a son who is in this age group, sign them up. Tell them, you know what, this is something I want you to do. I want you to explore. I want you to be open and let God make that decision with you. Father Peter Julia is joining us today, of course, the director of the Office of Vocations here in the Archdiocese of Portland, along with Jordan Salome. We're having a nice discussion about all of the work they are doing this summer. Father Peter, we've had a great conversation, and as always, we ran out of time. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Absolutely, Brenda.
And I'm back this morning with Father Peter Julia. We're having a wonderful discussion about all of the work that's happening in the Archdiocese of Portland and the Vocations Office, joined also today by an intern who will be working with Father Peter, Jordan Salome. Jordan, Father Peter, thanks for staying with me today.
Thanks, Brenda. It's good to be with you.
So as I said in the last half hour, many people are thinking about vacations, maybe getting their kids involved in summer camp. But this time of year, and we see this across the country, June's a really important time because ordinations are happening. And we are blessed here in the Archdiocese because ordinations are coming up in a short few days. What's happening?
Yeah, so we have our ordination. We will have three new transitional deacons ordained on June 21st. At 11 a.m. at the cathedral. And so that's exciting for us. Next year, it'll end up being leading to four ordinations to the priesthood, which is really exciting and awesome. Actually, this morning when I came into the pastoral center, somebody's like, oh, Father, you missed your ordination party. And it's funny because you realize that you were also ordained in June. And so they were just celebrating all the priests in the building, their ordination dates, because they're all somewhere in June, typically speaking. And so, yeah, exciting time for us. We're really proud of those men. And so looking forward to that ordination. And then the very next day we have the Corpus Christi procession. So we're doing a pretty big one this year. And so then a lot of the seminarians will all be together to participate in that as well, except for the ones that we have down in the southern reaches. Some of them are a little bit further away. So,
Father Peter, you said a term, and I would love for you to explain the difference for people maybe aren't familiar with the term transitional deacon versus a permanent deacon. I have a permanent deacon. My husband is a permanent deacon. But you said transitional deacon. What's the difference between the two?
Right. So a transitional deacon, same diaconate, the same office, so to speak. But a transitional deacon is somebody who is on their way to become a priest. You have to be ordained a deacon before you're ordained a priest, but knowing that priesthood is what you're studying for and the ultimate goal. And technically speaking, you couldn't just like say, oh, I want to just stay a permanent deacon if you're in that program to become a priest. They wouldn't let you do that, right? Like a transitional diaconate is a part of your priestly formation and that. And then if you're going to be a permanent deacon, that's like a whole other program that you would pursue. Technically speaking, the office that they hold as deacon would be the same, the same particular vows and ordination rite and everything like that. But when you're in the seminary studying to be a priest, you have to be ordained a transitional deacon for a period of time. And now they actually have in the new program for priestly formation, there's something that we would be seeing all over the country. They have something called the vocational synthesis stage, which is new. So it means that a man has to be a deacon for at least 6 months in his diocese prior to being ordained a priest. He has to be done with his academic formation, and then he's kind of like a full-time deacon at a parish for at least 6 months. So a lot more people will be getting some deacons on their way to priesthood in their parishes for a period of time before they get ordained. That's one of the changes that Rome had made in the last few years.
So then as a transitional deacon after his ordination this month, does he then get an assignment through the Office of Vocations, or does Archbishop Sample choose a place for him to be during the summer, or does he kind of get his summer off so that way he goes back for his an additional year of study before the priesthood ordination?
No rest for the weary. It's just like all of his other brother seminarians, he'll get a summer assignment of some sort, but he actually gets to preach publicly homilies for the first time. He'll get to do certain funeral rites, funerals without masses, weddings without masses, different things like that. So they really get to exercise their ministry as deacon baptisms. And so that's super fun. So they have kind of a normal summer assignment, so to speak, but they're actually going to get to be a deacon now. So they get to do a lot more ministerial speaking. So that's pretty fun.
Father Peter. So the summer is now just getting ready to kick off. How busy does it get for you now finalizing all of those seminarian applications?
Yeah, that's a big time for us. It's funny because a lot of the priests, as we end the school year, they kind of wind down, especially if they have schools. But I sort of ramp up for a little while. I usually don't slow down until about Advent, you know, because then as all the parish priests have to kind of get ready for Advent, that's usually when nobody asks me to fill in or do anything like that. And I kind of slow down because guys are in the seminary, they're kind of in the groove, and then it kind of chills out. But for me, yeah, finalizing all the applications, and many of the men are interviewing at the seminaries. So a lot of guys have interviews at Mount Angel right now. To interview for their first stage, the propedeutic stage right now. So just trying to finalize that. And there's always last minute guys. So I got a couple last minute applicants. And so that makes things kind of busy in the office. But it's all good news, though.
And Jordan, again, you here for the summer, a Pacific Northwest resident who's studying in Florida. You're an intern now. What do you have planned then for the summer? Has Father Peter given you some good projects, or do you just wait every morning and see what the Lord puts in front of you?
He's got great plans with us and then beyond. He's got to tell you about that.
Yeah, Brenda, tell me more.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, I'm so blessed to be able to work with two seminarians in the same office that I do. So not only am I there and I'm working, but I get to work around men, young men that might become priests one day, which is super, super cool. But together, when we put our heads together, we have definitely produced some awesome stuff. We have a docket. I've been given, you know, like the things that we're trying to get done, the seminary and poster that comes out with all their faces on that. I took all those photos, and multiple different things. We have a new initiative. The seminary and baseball cards are coming out soon, which I won't spoil too much about it, but they are going to be lit. It's going to be awesome. Just to use some hip kid language.
They're super cool.
But on top of that, yeah, I mean, so this job has been incredible for me because I'm like honing these skills that I already have. Like Father Peter said earlier, my dad is a photographer for the Archdiocese, but we have our own business together, Joys of Life Photography. And so I've been doing photography since I was like nine. I have a photo. My dad has a photo of me taking like photos at a wedding as like a tiny, you know, like this high. And using those skills to also add on and like supplement with videography, which is something that I've never done before. I've been able to just start that and completely just run head over here, just go for it, absolutely send it. And so I was able to make the video for Archbishop Lazzi's funeral. That was just a few days ago. Hopefully that'll be coming out soon. And yeah, just all those incredible opportunities to just kind of hone these skills that I've been building up for the past few years. I've had my own YouTube channel since I was like also like 13, 14. I've always loved making videos. But doing it in conjunction with this mission that the Lord has given me to just be a missionary and serve Him in every single way, shape, and form that I can is like, this is just the dream job for me, being able to spread the gospel while also doing what I love.
I love it. Well, it's been wonderful meeting you this morning. Thank you so much for being with me and sharing your story. Father Peter, as always, it's a great morning. It's exciting to know what's going on in the Office of Vocations. Before we go today, will you end us in a prayer and your blessing?
Absolutely. Thanks, Brenda. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good and gracious God, we thank you for this time that we had together today. We ask you to continue to lead us and guide us, lead us in the vocations office, bring more holy men to your holy priesthood, Lord. We also thank you for the time that we've had Jordan with us, and we ask you to bless him and to bless all of our listeners, especially those who might be discerning their own vocations at this time. And I call down your almighty blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Again, that's Father Peter Giulia from the Office of Vocation. So if you want to find out any information about Quo Vadis Days or learn more about our transitional diaconate ordination, it's all on their webpage, and I'll be sure to add that link to the podcast of today's interview. You're going to find it at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.